We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And if you're like me, do you stay up late at night pondering important questions about life?
Sometimes.
Not important.
Not really. Not important, but. Think of all the things I didn't get done, yeah. About what bills I need to pay.
Yeah. Oh, the sad questions about life. Yeah. But I saw a poll recently that asked over 1,000 people which animals do they think they could beat in a fight.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa. Are we talking like a fist fight here?
Meaning unarmed, no weapons.
Oh man.
Wow. So people were giving their answers, and this is probably the most unbelievable stat you'll hear all year.
Okay.
But 6% of people think they could take on a grizzly bear and win.
No, you cannot.
What?
Just their hands.
I've thought about it before.
Seriously.
I mean, I've lived in grizzly country a lot of my life.
True, very true.
And I think I could do it.
No, Brooke, you cannot do it.
Do your Idaho
roots. What's your
roots?
Strategy? Tell
like
me right now. Bear comes at you.
Go for the eyes.
Oh,
what?
God, Brooke. That's
you're
not
going to poke its
work.
Eyes?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Your finger, it'll bite your finger before it gets to its eye.
And your whole head will be in its mouth before you.
You know what?
No, you jump on its back.
Oh, you jump on its back.
Oh, so you get behind it once it's chasing you.
Yeah, because you can't go straight over its mouth into its eyeballs. You've got to go from behind.
It
would do.
Let's turn this into like a radio show thing. Yeah, let's contact one of the local zoos. If there's any zoo out there that would let Brooke fight your bear.
I don't actually want to harm an animal. I think grizzlies are really important animals.
Oh, trust me. You jumping on the bear's back, I think we'll be fine.
Oh, she's tickling it. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh. Do it.
Okay. 8% of people said they thought they could beat a gorilla. So they're more confident about the gorillas than they are the bears.
Gorillas are so strong, too.
And smart. That's your problem with the gorillas. They're smart.
They could pick up a stick and use a tool if they wanted.
9% said a crocodile.
What?
Oh.
And almost 70% of adults who took a survey said they're confident that they'd be able to beat a house cat in an unarmed fight.
How many percent?
70%
That's
of adults.
Not even everyone.
I don't think I could. Cats can
get
scary.
Claw ya.
I'm with that 30% that said I would not want to fight a house cat. I'd probably lose. But just like any good radio host, I had to put action behind my words.
Oh, no, Jeff.
So I tested it out last night.
A cat?
Oh, no.
And I got fight audio. Animals. Here's a fight between me and my neighbor's house cat. We called it a draw.
It sounds like the cat won.
What, do you know the cat's name?
Overall, Nibbles did get the best of me.
Okay.
And I probably won't be going back over to their house anytime soon.
I was wondering, it looked like there was some blood seeping through the back of your shirt.
Oh, yeah,
came
no.
In.
The only thing more violent than me and Nibbles is probably the shock collar question of the day. Because we have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you give the wrong answer, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose is drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Jose?
Brooke, LensCrafter's most wanted. Fuck!
Oh, my God. Wow. It's really funny.
I have microscopes for glasses.
I do. I was just thinking about maybe getting new glasses. I couldn't decide.
I say yes.
Yeah. All right. Brooke's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
In the 1970s, the Italian confectionery company Ferrero was looking to rebrand their tiny mouth freshener product, known then as Refreshing Mints.
Oh, good name.
Very French.
The name they settled on was Tic Tac, and it's become a world-renowned brand ever since.
Oh,
the reason is very simple. Please tell me, what was the inspiration behind naming those tiny refreshing mints Tic Tacs?
Oh, God.
He said it's simple. So my first instinct for you, Brooke, would be that they didn't have a pen or a pencil on them to play tic-tac-toe, so they used these little mints as placeholders, like X is here.
How is that your simple response?
I think it makes sense.
They're playing tic-tac-toe, and they pull out refreshing mints.
They were used as pieces to play tic-tac-toe. Yeah. What were you thinking? Where do you think the inspiration comes from?
I'm lost, so I'm with you. That's not what came to me at first. I was thinking of like tacking something up.
Could be like they're kind of tack shaped.
Yeah, they are. You know? That's a good idea. Or tick could be like a tick-tock, like a clock.
I'm thinking when you shake it, doesn't the container make like a tick-tacky noise?
Oh, it does make it tick-tack, tick-tack.
That's a clickety-clack. There's a difference between
that. Yeah, but maybe in Italy, it was a tickety. Maybe in Italy, it's tick-tack.
I feel like we should stop doing this because I feel like in some culture we're saying something really offensive.
Yeah.
Maybe we should stop and get the question one more time.
In 1970, the Italian confectionery company Ferrero made the bold move of changing the name of Refreshing Mints to Tic Tac, which is globally famous today. I asked you to tell me what was the very simple inspiration for naming them that. And a hint for you, it has nothing to do with shaking the candy.
Dang it. Okay. That's a good hint, because that's what I was going to go with.
A lot of food companies are named after people or things. Yeah. What if this is a couple and
tick
their names
and
were Tick and Tack? And it was just the cutest little couple, little Italian couple.
The Italian name's Tick and Tack. It's very Italian.
It's like Jack and Jill, but Tick and Tack.
Yeah. Okay. Why are we dropping the and? It wouldn't it be tick and tack instead of tic tacs?
Oh, she has a point there. It'd be like Mike and Ike.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe that's what they named their baby.
Jeff will not
that's
let it
really
go.
Really into this family idea.
Has to be it.
Oh, man.
I mean, he said it's a simple answer, but I think using it for the game pieces from tic-tac-toe is too simple.
Maybe they were in the room trying to come up with a name and they heard the clock going tick-tack, tick-tack instead of tick. Talk.
Yeah.
Like a clock? Yeah.
Tick, I was saying that earlier, could be like a clock for TikTok.
Maybe they had a tick.
Oh.
A no. Nervous like, tick, you mean?
Yeah, like a nervous tick.
They're and
like,
the oh, nervous tick mints? Is eating mints.
That's yeah. The tactic.
Yeah.
That's a tick tactic. That makes sense.
Gosh, I think I'm just going to have to go with they use it as game pieces for tic-tac-toe.
It's not terrible. Well, let's wait on that until we get the answer.
When the sweet treat company called Ferrero was looking to rebrand their mint product, they didn't have to look very far to find inspiration for a new name. They went with a very straightforward approach. I told you it didn't have to do with shaking the candy, but it did have to do with sound.
Oh, come on!
When you opened the plastic container the mints were packaged in, you heard a tick sound, and when you closed it, you heard a tack sound. Thus, Tic Tac was born.
Oh, it's the sound the lid makes when you open and close it.
I think that sounds like click clock.
Not in Italy.
TikTok.
We would have got it wrong then because we would have said the sound of it shaking in the box.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
All right, well, didn't get it right. And somebody wanted to hear All Star by Smash Mouth.
Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
For the glitters part.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.